Hello, this is James with AAA Plus Electric.
Hey, James. Good afternoon. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. We spoke briefly yesterday. You mentioned you wanted me to give you a call back later in the afternoon today.
Yeah.
Is now an okay time?
Well, I was going to say, I can't be in front of a computer at the moment, but...
No worries. I don't want to be the type to twist your arm or bug you when you're out in the field. I know we deal with a lot of guys in the field. Just to make sure that I'm not, reading too much into it, is it something that you think makes sense for you to move forward with and I just have to, you know, kind of get the right time of day when you're available?
I guess there was a couple questions I had.
Sure.
One, I get a lot of compliments from my website the way it is. Is it something where my website could just kind of be tweaked as far as, making it more, search engine friendly? For the most part, a lot of the keywords and stuff that I have in there, I've done a lot of the keywords and used them multiple times and stuff like that. So I wasn't sure about some of that type of stuff.
Okay. So yeah, I want to make sure to let you know, I was only referring to the structure of the website being like the Dave's Electric that you saw. As far as content, whether it's photos, verbiage, anything like that, that the world is your oyster. I mean, we're not trying to tell people how to build out their content on their website. All we were offering in terms of, like, giving you that kind of format that I sent you was really just to have it a little bit more optimized for cell phone use. But as far as wording and whatnot, I mean, it's a reflection of you, right? You know, that's what's important. So however you want it outlined on the site, don't get me wrong. If you say, hey, can you – give me ideas, we'll give you ideas. But if you said, I want content exactly as such, no problem. That's okay too. You know what I mean? It's more of just the formatting to make sure it's more effective, for a vehicle for your clients to contact you, very quickly.
Okay.
That was it as far as that goes.
I was just trying to, maybe I should
fill
you in on what I've experienced in the past, and maybe you can
sure.
I had a company at one point who turned around and, I ended up paying them, I think it was, like over $400 a month, and they had been doing it for like 3 months or something like that, and basically I wasn't any closer to being on the top page of Google, and I basically ended up with like a whole month that I almost didn't even receive one phone call for like the whole month. And they were supposed to be, I was supposed to be promoted and, on the first page of Google and stuff like that. And, basically I ended up, that's when I ended up going and I basically went on Wix and I built my own website. And, basically at that point I had pretty much, I ended up spending a couple of days and I more or less built my website up and, basically haven't had hardly any issues with, not having enough service calls and stuff like that, on a weekly basis. I
get a lot of compliments from people on how my website is.
But I'm not saying that it might not need to be tweaked or changed or to some degree.
Maybe the only thing that you'd need us to do, and we could leave your website yours since you put in the your own sweat equity on it, right? Maybe we would just optimize it on Google's side, if that makes sense. We're not, that way we don't touch your website. You have maintained 100% ownership to it. We won't even have access to your website to make adjustments. And as long as you're okay with that, because you said things are already going well with your website, the only thing that I would suggest, again, is if you can find a way to put a header in to do a click-to-call, that would be a suggestion. But other than that,
I mean,
as I mentioned, go ahead.
I was going to say, I could give you access to making the changes in that if you want to do it. And I don't have a problem with paying you guys to do it. But I guess I'd kind of like to still kind of keep things as is, because I'm still paying for like the Wix website and and also the domain and stuff like that. But if you guys wanted to have access to the website and be able to make those changes, I don't have a problem with paying you guys to do that.
Right. Well, just to let you know how we work, we don't want to change your website. So that way there's no confusion on whose content is whose, right? So in this case, because when it comes to online websites, there's a lot of copyrights and intellectual property, et cetera, we don't want to put you in a position where we say, not saying we would do this, but I'm just saying where someone would say, hey, that's based on your design versus that's yours, right? So when it's your website, we just say we'll maintain it your website. What I mean by optimizing it is not touching your website, not AAAPlusElectric.com, but what we would do instead is we'd optimize your Google Business profile so that way it's tracking appropriately to get the right results when you're being looked for online.
Okay.
If you follow me there. So because there's two sides to optimization. Optimization used to be just website optimization would get you the right results on Google. And the new version of how Google algorithm works is you also want to make sure you're optimizing your Google Business profile and your search queries and everything that's going to hit keywords and things like that. Because right now I see, of course I can find you, with your 10 reviews of 4.8 rating, so that's definitely good. What we would do to optimize that is just really work a little bit on the listing and just make sure all your keywords are hitting properly for the terms in your area. And then what we'll do to help you even further grow as far as your presence and the listing strength is we would also give you that back-end access, as I talked about, where for happy customers, you send them a link via text or email that's automated. All you have to do is punch in their phone number or email address, and then you send an automated text or email to ask them to kindly leave you a review, because as you and I talked about before, sometimes the happy customers are a little bit lazier than the unhappy ones when it comes to leaving a review. Because I know you've had many more than 10 customers since 2009. I mean, this goes without saying, right?
I'm probably doing, I'm probably doing at least, probably on the average, I'm probably closer to at least 500 jobs a year anyway.
Exactly. So that means like 10 happy customers a week is more standard for you as opposed to 10 happy customers a month or 10 happy customers all time, right? So that's where one thing that we would aid in your promotion online is just give you that length in terms of review timelines and review strength. That is reflective of how strong you've been at as a business for the last 15 years.
Okay.
So that'd be included without touching your website. Again, when you say we don't have to touch your website, that saves us some added heavy lifting, which means now your Google Business profile will be the first thing that we work on in addition to getting Facebook ads live within 7 to 14 days.
Okay. And like I said, Definitely, if you guys are looking at my website and, for example, you had said about putting a button on there so that you know, that people can call me directly from like their mobile phone and stuff like that. You know, I mean, if you've got other ideas and stuff like that, if you guys are looking over the website, then, you know, let me know, because I'd like to do whatever I can to make it work better.
And here's what you can do if you want. Like, I mean, because I want you to be able to secure this. You already own this domain. Like you said, you've already paid for it. You already built out this website. If you want, so that way no one touches it and removes the content, we've done this before. We run a second website. We now connect that other website to your Google Business Profile just so you can see how we're getting the job done with our website. And now you have two horses in the race in terms of websites as well. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you'll have one that's heavily promoted on Google and Facebook, and then another one that, just to, you know, not saying that you intend on leaving us or anything like that, but let's say something happens and you decide you don't want to invest in marketing with us anymore. That's okay. But at least your original website will stay intact. That's something that also is a consideration for some people who've already put in work to have their own website, rather than removing content from a domain when you already put in all the effort to have this up. Because sometimes some of our customers do say this, like, hey, if I leave working with you, and while we wouldn't want that to happen, but they ask, if I leave working with you, what happens to the content on our website? And the answer is clear that if it was our content, meaning we built it out, then we pull it off, because that is intellectual property. Just like what you built on your own is your intellectual property. There is some great value to that, especially when your clients already like what you do, right, on your website. So that's another option too, where we run a second domain and we secure the domain and all that thing there, like where, you know, you're going to have a second domain running in the event. That way it gives you just an added layer of protection for the specific domain of AAAPlusElectric.com.
Right. Well,
Go ahead.
Do I? Go ahead.
I was going to say, because your Google Business Profile is actually a longer version of the business name, AAA Plus Electric Company, right? So that would very easily, most likely, be the domain we look to secure, the one that has the word company at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
And again, it's just an idea, because that way you can, at least now you have a comparison in terms of to see what people feel about the new domain without you ever losing control or ownership of your original content.
Right.
Since it's free, that's the reason I'm bringing it up, is obviously the website is free if you want it, and obviously it doesn't change your price if you don't. So that's why I was just saying, if you want to take advantage of the fact we offer it for free without risking your own domain's status, should we ever part ways in the future, it's just kind of another consideration I wanted to give you.
Okay. If you guys actually built the website with the company on the end, is that going to, does that mean at that point you'd actually be like promoting both of them towards being like on the front page of Google or in the SEO as far as when people search for it, or you'd just be doing the one with the company?
We would love to have a second Google Business Profile. Thank you for asking about that. That would be something that Google would try to nip in the bud the moment they found out, right? So we would just change where the website link goes to on your Google Business Profile to the different domain. So that way you have an understanding of what traction is coming through our website and whatnot. But that's what I'm saying. It's something where maybe you don't want that at all, and that's okay too. Maybe you just prefer to leave everything as is. The only thing that we would change then, if we're leaving everything as is we implement a tracking number on any advertising we're running for you. And a tracking number is simple like this, where when they call the number, the call still goes straight to you and you still know exactly what number is calling you. It's not hidden like if you ever used Angie's or Yelp in the past where they sometimes hide that information. It's not going to be hidden from you. It'll be treated just like a normal call for you and your client. There's no announcement of there being a third party involved. The only difference is that on the back end, when you go to your dashboard to look up analytics, you'll have records of every call that came through based on our advertising efforts, whether it be Facebook or or the Google listings and things of that nature, just to give you another layer of confidence knowing whether or not you're going to renew with us each and every month, because we do look to earn your business each and every month. And so that's how we prove it, so to speak, by having a tracking number.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I realize at the moment that I need to do something to help promote more business, because at this point in time, things have kind of slowed down, and so I've been trying to find some alternative methods for getting some extra business, and so it's kind of like one of those cases where I think it could be one of those cases where Google has changed how they're doing their analyticals and that's kind of affected how I'm, how I'm showing up at the moment for people doing searches and that kind of thing. And, you know, cause I mean, literally before when I was doing it, you know, I was getting real good results as far as showing up and, constant calls from people and, you know, and that's a good place to be where you're getting multiple calls and business. And, you know, I wasn't really having to advertise at all. But
that's how Google always gets us, right? They evolve their algorithm. They never announce it. And unless you're like getting Google certified every like few months, like our team has to, for example, to be a channel partner, who else knows that they're changing their methods? You know what I mean? It's just, they're definitely very sneaky like that.
I go, it's all about business and that kind of thing,
who has time to maintain like Google SEO certification status full time? Like that's an absurd ask for someone who's actually working in the field, you know?
Right. And, you know, like I said, I don't have a problem with doing that, because the fact is, you know, I've got an apprentice now, and so I really kind of need to keep him busy and keep getting more and more business. So it's like I'm trying to, you know, I've had some weeks here where, I've been having to have him help out around the house and stuff like that to get him the hours that he needs. And I've even had a few days where I didn't have stuff, but, you know, I've just turned around and had to pay him. Technically I don't have to pay him, but I want him to have the hours so that, you know, one, he's not going to looking for another job, but, I took him on as an employee, and so I want to make sure he's got enough work, and you know he feels that the job is stable too.
right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, to me, if I can get to where, and I've gotten more, I'm getting to be more persistent as far as trying to ask people, you know, how they found me and stuff like that too, when I talk with people, because, you know, that way I can, you know, because it's like, you know, I get once in a while somebody through Yelp, and there's some of the other business search places that people can go to and stuff like that.
Sure.
And so, you know, I mean, if you're using like, you know, five or six of the different ways people can find you, and, usually you're going to get, you know, a fair amount of business coming through. But yeah, it's just been within the last, I'd say it's probably been maybe the last, 4 months or so, I think, is where things have kind of really changed.
Wow.
Is that when, I don't know when they made their changes, but.
I'll shoot you straight. I mean, I'm an expert at selling the services. As far as being an expert on the programming side, who does analytics, I couldn't even tell you when, but I know that our team is always, because we invest tens of thousands every month, we fortunately get those back channels of where they keep us in the loop saying, hey, we made some changes to our algorithm. You know, get your team recertified with, you know, XYZ steps. So that's something I know they do on the operations side. But as far as what I know personally, I know how to promote what we do, and I know it's an ever changing animal. One thing that I will say though, James, the reason why I've been so persistent is when you're talking about getting quicker results for your apprentice, that's where Facebook really comes in handy. I mean, a lot of our clients really report quicker wins on Facebook than they do on Google because, if you recall, Facebook hits people who are already searching on Google, and it just hits them at a little bit later that evening or the next time they go on social media. So with that retargeting campaign, you know for a fact someone's already searching for that query. And more importantly, instead of you only running an ad in Yoder, now when it comes to Facebook, you can go all the way up to greater Fort Wayne. I mean, if you're looking at like Wayndale, Ellisville, I mean, you go central Fort Wayne, wherever you're running that ad with Facebook, that's where those people will be hit in terms of, you know, your potential client. So that's why I've been persistent, because those ads are live within 7 to 14 days, which will probably have a much quicker turnaround in terms of, whereas when we always talk about Google, we always say it's a slow growth and a steady growth type process, but we don't necessarily want you to expect a quick win with Google so much as with Facebook, because Facebook is just so so tight with its programming. Like, because think about it. I mean, you've done this before on Facebook. You're scrolling on social media. If you have any social media, whether it's not Facebook or something else, that ad that pops up occasionally on your newsfeed, that's something that you were already looking for.
Right.
You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah. So, well, Amazon's doing the same thing, too.
Right. Everyone does it, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think just recently it seems to be, they must have really updated some of the software stuff on how they're doing it.
They make it sound so simple and unassuming when they call it cookies, but that cookie capture is very powerful for retargeting advertising.
Oh yeah. No, I 100% would agree with you on that, because I mean, I've seen it where I search for something and yeah, they're definitely, yeah, like later in the, I mean, even like an hour or two later, you go back and you search or you just get online, all of a sudden there is an ad that's for promoting that particular product or whatever.
Right. So in order to get you that quick to market like type of a result, what I would suggest is don't worry about asking us to change your website as long as you think it's okay. Because you're getting good response on it, and then that'll give you a little bit of a control variable too to realize that, okay, it wasn't my website. It was strictly Google algorithm updates and I need to, you know, that's why Local Splash helps me stay on top of it. And then with the Facebook ads, you'll have that second like layer right there, the second iron in the fire. And then if later down the line you need us to update the website, that's something that, again, is an inclusive item. If you want us to do it from the jump, don't get me wrong, I'll never say no. It's something that we offer for free. It's not like it's something that I'll disagree to. But I'm just trying to give you a solution that gets you the quickest result for you and your apprentice, because you know, that apprentice is going to be a good moneymaker for you over time, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, especially once I get in fully trained and everything else. You know, and the other thing is too, is if I get to the point to where I've got so much business coming in, I mean, I'd like to be able to hire an already trained guy.
Someone who's like fully certified, just looking for more work, and then now you have kind of a second type of
I'll have a second vehicle out actually going out and doing work as well. You know, ultimately, I mean, when it comes to businesses and that kind of thing, it's like for like probably my type, of business, if you can get like 3 to 4 vans out doing business and you're, you know, each one's doing probably 2 to 4 calls a day or something like that.
Then you just become a glorified dispatcher? I'm joking.
right. that's when kind of like the company really starts to make money and, you know, and you're really getting
that. That's when you're starting to do stuff like running Google ads on top of Facebook ads. And we do that as well, right? Just remember, this is the first level of where people enter
right.
with our, on our advertising model. And then they sometimes push higher to Google ads. And then they sometimes push even higher to Google Guaranteed. I'm sure you've seen that when you look at listings in your area. So all those levels are available to you with this one platform. The only reason why we don't trickle into like TikTok and Instagram and whatnot, as you know, you get a lot of tire kickers there who like looking at viral stuff, but they're not really looking to be like end buyers in those
right.
verticals.
Yep. No, I would agree. I mean, Instagram though, I mean, granted, they're watching the videos. I don't know how much advertisements there are on Instagram, but that does seem to be one thing that definitely the younger generation tends to spend more time on.
Yeah, it's more of like if you wanted to put out a goofy ad just to see if it goes viral. Like, that's basically what Instagram is
right.
to the world of advertising. That's why it doesn't get. That's why it's not monetizing so well for Facebook. I mean, Facebook, their standard tried and true method is newsfeed in the boring, area where the ad is written word and not something, you know, crazy, explicit with video and whatnot. That's just not a model for great advertising yet, unless you're like Coca-Cola or someone that is really just looking to brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So again, don't want to jump the gun here, James. So let me know, where are we at in terms of, are we taking next steps? Today or soon or what do you want me to do from this point?
To be honest, I think at this point I would probably like to move forward.
Okay. So, do you have about 10 minutes and then I'll go ahead and, fill out the questionnaire here?
Sure.
Okay. And then, let me just pull this up here. And I appreciate you being real straightforward to me. I mean, this is what makes, marketing easy to talk about, where, you know, you're putting it all on the table, and I can really appreciate that. I mean, it's important for me as a salesperson. And if I told you this before, you know, maybe you recall, I'm a business owner myself. So I do know how important it is to make good marketing decisions, because as you probably have in the past, and don't love talking about it, I've made many of bad marketing decisions before.
It's almost trial and error to some degree.
Right. And that's why I like the month-to-month platform that we offer, and it's so easy to talk about with my clients, because I've done a lot of platforms in the past where it's like an annual retainer, and I'm just like, annual retainer? Like, you want me to wait a year to decide if I like you or not? Like, that's unreal. You know, so... All right, so
yep.
Obviously electrical work is, your core business. What are some of the keywords that you want me to promote on the Google Business Profile side as far as services you offer that you want to grow out more in the world of electrical work?
I'm trying to... I know,
can
like...
Can I look on your website to guide that answer? Is that helpful?
Yeah, some of that's on there. I mean, there's like troubleshooting or remodeling, panel upgrades. I got home while we were on the phone, so.
Gotcha.
I can pop in front of my computer now.
New construction, repair. Vintage fixture sales and service. So I'm guessing you also have a second layer where you do like e-commerce?
Well, I haven't really gotten that going. That is something I would like to do. Because I've gotten a hold of some, like, I've got some older chandeliers and stuff like that that I've been slowly fixing up, and I've had a few people where they've had me actually fix chandeliers for them, you know, like vintage fixtures and stuff like that that I've changed sockets on and, you know, rewired and all that kind of stuff, and so...
Okay. Well, the only reason why I ask is if ever you, so how we work on that regard, we don't typically do e-commerce sites, but it's something we can do. Totally different level of our service. That would be probably when you're ready to cross that bridge, but just so you know, we can build out an e-commerce site for you if ever you wanted us to.
Okay.
And that's a separate charge. I want to be clear on that. That's not the same as the one I was saying that's included. Okay. That's
okay.
What I'm saying if you ever want to cross that bridge.
Okay.
And then, so we do an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. I know we're getting near the end of the day today. So anytime tomorrow works for us, starting at first slot is available 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then the last slot of the day is 6 to 7 p.m. Any of those times work for you?
Hold on. Let me pull up my calendar once. So you're saying tomorrow?
Yeah, or Thursday. I'm just trying to get you some quicker, you know, go live time. So that's why I usually suggest the very next day.
Let's see, Runrise.
We're in the first slot is 10 to 11, and the last slot is 6 to 7.
Okay. And you said it would take how long?
Usually about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. They really get into detail about the service offering and what keywords you want. And then if you do want us to build out the website, you know, they'll ask you much more detail about that too.
Okay. Let's see, I've got a, I'm not sure what I'm going to, tomorrow, I'm not sure what I'm going to run into on my second call.
Fair enough.
I would say probably if I was able to do something around like between maybe 4 and 5, that might work.
Okay. I'll pencil in 4 to 5. And just so you know, if you need to reschedule, We're very easy about that as well, okay? So I'll send you an invite for it right now just so it gets into your calendar. Give me one second here. Local Splash. Client onboarding.
I'll say, were you the one that just visited from Clifton, New Jersey?
What do you mean from Clifton, New Jersey?
Said I had a new site visitor from Clifton, New Jersey.
Oh, I don't know if it's from Clifton, New Jersey. I'm based out of Southern California. Maybe that's another client. That's good. I don't know why they're always all the way in New Jersey, though. Alright, so
well,
right now I'm sending you the invite. It should say Local Splash CI for client intake call in English. Let me know if you got that.
Yep.
Came from Jay Call at Local Splash. Okay, cool.
Yep.
He said that was 4 to 5.
Yeah, this one says
okay.
From 1 to 2.
1 to 2 California time, right? So it's 4 to 5 Eastern.
Yeah, Pacific Daylight Time.
Yeah. All right, and then, of course, any required licensing and insurance in your field, you have that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, I did see on your website a couple links here, and then you do have a Facebook page as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have a AAA Plus Electric Facebook page.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and include that link there. We're not making any changes. Oh, just want to check one more time. Are we making any changes in terms of building you a website or changing your Facebook page?
You mean as far as like the business Facebook page?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind if you guys change the business Facebook page at all.
Okay.
I think the only thing I've really got on there is just my logo. So I haven't really done a whole lot with that one.
Okay. We'll do our best to optimize it and put some updated. We'll probably do a couple more photos there or something like that just to give it a small refresh. Nothing too crazy. So they'll request access to do that. And then again, the biggest question is, do you want the Dave's Electric sample, style of website? And we can import all your content and we can still do it on your same exact domain. Or do you want some other solution in terms of a website or no website at all?
I don't know that I've actually seen the Dave's Electric one.
I'm going to send you another
right now.
I'll send you another link real quick via text message. It's from our 877 number. I think you were driving when I sent it to you, which is probably why you didn't get a chance to pull it up.
Okay.
We were talking about it just to show the structure in comparison to your current structure, and just to make sure it's optimized for cell phone use. It was more, again, it wasn't to tell you, hey, take ours for sure. It was more just to say, hey, if you can do this on yours, then you won't really need ours, because all you really want to do is put a click-to-call button that's steady at the top at all times. So if you look at your text message from our 877 number, you should see that there.
Yep.
A link to the preview page. And then when you scroll through that Dave's Electric page, what I was referring to is the click-to-call button at the top and bottom. Right now you have like a chat button that I see there at the bottom. But
yep.
But as far as click-to-call, I don't see one just yet.
Okay.
It might be as simple as YouTubing, like how to insert a click-to-call button. You'll be good. You won't really need us to do anything on your site.
Yeah, I might be able to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I've been pretty computer literate, or in some cases, if it's not something I'm familiar with, I can usually look up and see how to do it real quick. And then,
right. That's what I'm saying. Usually most, like whenever I look at something on a website is YouTube, you know, I just say, okay, how do you do this? It's easier with video for me than to like Google directions, you know? So for now, I'm going to say we're not doing a website for you. Again, if that changes, just let me know at a later time. And as long as you've been a partner with us the whole time, I'll make sure to tell the team, hey, let's do it for them at no cost, okay? Just as a courtesy. But for now, we won't touch your website on that end. We're just going to do the optimization on Google's end, okay?
Okay.
You'll get a request. Go ahead.
Okay. I was probably just what you were going to say. You were going to do something with the Facebook business page.
Yep, Facebook business profile. We will. We'll also include call tracking. If I mentioned that last time, I'll mention it again. Basically, it's
said that earlier.
Yeah, okay, good. And then as far as Greater Fort Wayne, what areas do you want us to promote outside of Yoder specifically, where we're running Facebook ads, for example?
Well, you could do, oh, I was going to say, Fort Wayne itself, I think, has probably like 20 zip codes or something in Fort Wayne alone.
Yeah, is it like almost 800,000 people there now? How many people are in Fort Wayne specifically?
I don't remember what the population is, but yeah.
It's grown, though.
Like,
it's grown.
Yeah, it's got like just alone like 20 different zip codes in that area.
Gotcha. Because I know the city itself is like 300,000, but I was just thinking like greater area. It goes much further than the city limit of Fort Wayne, I'm sure. So it's probably approaching 500,000.
Oh yeah, well, it's Allen County takes up a good portion of the, Allen County is probably like one of the biggest, I mean, just in like school system, the Fort Wayne area has the biggest school system in the state.
Right, right.
I mean, even bigger than Indianapolis.
Right. That's what I recall. Exactly. And so, and I remember when we spoke, you said you go, Huntington, Ossian, Decatur, you go that far to the south and southwest, southeast, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'll do like Bluffton. Well, I mean, I could probably, I mean, right now, I could probably, I don't know if you can do it as a geographical thing or whether you have to input all of the different zips or.
It was more just for the Facebook side. I put Fort Wayne and surrounding areas, but I just added some specific cities just to be, you know, cater to target areas. It's easier when you're running like, Facebook ads, you target zip codes. So yeah, when I give them city names, they can target the zip codes.
I think if you, on my website, down towards the bottom,
I saw
I actually have
there.
I have right. all of the cities that that I was trying to target, more or less. You know, Auburn, Bluffton, Decatur, Ossian, New Haven. I was trying to hit most of the bigger cities.
Gotcha.
Now I'd say Warsaw is probably getting a little bit farther. I mean, I'll still go to Warsaw, but if we're going to try to promote stuff that's closer, then I would probably, instead of Warsaw, I'd probably do, like, Columbia City.
Okay.
And then, let's see.
Well, Warsaw is not on your list, so that's easy. I was just going to copy and paste them just to make everyone's life easier, too, so that
well,
way
at,
I know
the top,
I'm reflecting.
At the top, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. But I think I think
from Albion all the way to Zanesville, but there's no Warsaw in between.
Yep. Yeah, I must have tweaked it a little bit.
Because you probably drove out to Warsaw, and you're like, I don't know if I love this drive.
Well, Warsaw, I think, ends up being more like about an hour and 15 minutes or something. So I was trying to stay more of like, preferably if we're going to do advertising in that, I'd probably try to stay within a 30 mile an hour or a 30 mile radius.
Okay.
Around.
Oh,
like
let's do that.
Or Yoder.
Okay. Maybe we do that. So just say, Facebook ads. Go ahead.
Yeah. The only thing is I can't cross the Ohio line.
Right.
So it has to be within Indiana, because Ohio has a totally different licensing for electrical. So I can't do anything over in Ohio. 30 right. miles would put me past the Ohio line, if you're going that route. So that's the only thing that I would say as far as doing the radius there. Yeah, I gotta be careful on the Ohio side.
Yep, I put that in heavy notes there. Now, as far as, when you're receiving calls, as far as when you're open to receive inbound calls, I know your website, your web profile says 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday as far as when you're open for business, but would you receive calls also on Saturday? Are you open to inbound calls on Saturday?
Yeah, it is supposed to, be that I do 24-hour emergency service too. I just don't get too many emergency calls.
You know why?
Why? Is that because of hours?
Because you put hours, yeah. Whenever someone's looking on Google, if it says closed, they almost never try to call. It's just a practice. So all I'm going to put on hours operation, I'm just going to put 24 hours. And that's again, it's not saying that you have to take the work, but we're just talking about inbound calls. A lot of people do this. They put 24 hours and it looks like you're just always on call. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, we could tweak that a little bit, but I know a lot of clients, especially in the electrical field, plumbing, where they're just putting 24 hours Monday through Sunday.
Okay.
If you want to turn off on Sunday just to be safe, we can do Monday through Saturday. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, we could do that. That might be a little harder on Sundays.
Okay. So we'll do 24 hours Monday through Saturday and then just say Sunday closed. And don't get me wrong. Again, when someone's in a rush and they see you 24 hours Monday through Saturday, they might still lean in and try to give you a call. So it's something that can happen.
I do emergency services, and I have people once in a while that will call me up, on a Saturday or Sunday, but Saturday and Sunday ends up being emergency rate, or it being, in the evening past, if somebody calls me up at 5 o'clock and wants me to come right then,
it's pretty much balls in your court to say how much the emergency rate is, right? So I understand. So that's important. I mean, your weekends are should be respected as well. So they should understand that, hopefully. Okay, everything is good on my end as far as the initial questionnaire. Last thing I was going to say before I close out the questionnaire, 3104 Yoder Road. I do see that on your profile. So it's okay to publish that address, right?
Yeah, I mean, technically, I don't really, I mean, like, when it pulls up with, like, maps and stuff like that, that was kind of why I put that on there.
Okay.
So that, it was one of those things where, somebody could locate, when they search for, like, an electrician close to me or whatever, that I would pop up. I mean, technically my invoices and all that have the address on it as well. I mean, it is my personal house, but I don't usually have too many people that actually come to the house.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Good. I mean, they should know better that it's your service-based electrician, not where people go into a shop and say, hey, can you do something for me? Right. So.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons why I had such a hard time getting Google to verify me, because it's like, it's like I don't have a public office for people to come to. It's like I'm going out to their house to do work at their place, a business or home or whatever, and it's like, about the only time I might have somebody stop by is if they're dropping off a check or, if they're dropping off a check is usually about the only time that somebody will stop by, unless I've got something that I ordered specifically for them or something. They just came by to pick it up.
Nice.
But it's a rare occasion.
Right, right. So I'm putting some notes in here just to let you know, I just put some notes here on the team that, one of the biggest things that's important to you is to get you some work in the short term with effective Facebook ads and optimization, mainly because you have an apprentice right now, and then also you're interested in maybe one day getting another fully certified electrician onboarded. And the reason why I'm putting that in the notes is they may bring this up, and in case they don't, if at any time you're in that position where you want to get someone onboarded, one thing that we can do for our clients, and we do this a lot of times, instead of worrying about going on Indeed or somewhere, another platform, a lot of our clients will do this. They'll just run a second set or a small subset of your Facebook ads at any given time that are now promoting job listings, right? And so that means if someone is looking for an electrician job, or like an apprenticeship, or any of those things that, again, you change the keywords to reflect that, that's how your Facebook ads can now become a job posting, and you know that they're already looking for it, like on Indeed or whatnot, okay? Just so you know.
Sure.
And I put that in the notes, again, just for future reference, and our team can acknowledge that. But other than that, the questionnaire is complete on my end. Just bear with me another 5 minutes or so, and then what we'll be doing is just setting up the initial payment. and making sure that we got everything up and running here.
Okay. And how much did you say that was per month?
So it's $249 month to month. And then in addition to that, there's a one-time setup fee. It was in the email I sent you as well. It's not meant to break your back. It's $99. So today's payment would be $348 and then moving forward $249.
Okay.
All right, give me a second here. How long have you had your apprentice onboarded?
He's getting, let's see, it'd be, well, September 11th, actually, is when he started.
What an interesting day, right?
Well, I can remember I was at somebody, working at somebody's house when all of that went on. And
I was in my second year of college when that happened, and I tell you what, we're 1920 and very impressionable. We literally thought the world was ending that day. Like, we were really, really startled. It was nuts.
Yeah, that made a huge change on society that day.
Well, it turned a lot of the U.S. who forgot what it was like to be patriotic again. That was the only thing I can say is a silver lining from that.
Oh, yeah. That definitely brought the whole country together at that point. And I wish to some degree people would think about that, because it seems like now everybody's trying to tear everybody apart, and
that's true. I used to say this, no matter what people's political views were back in the day, we could still respect one another for having their views. And now it's like, I mean, just to let you know, just to give you a little background, I try to stay a little bit farther away from politics just because I'm a businessman, and it's a really tricky topic to talk about when you're trying to build clientele. You know what I mean? Like, the idea of being a profitable, upstanding businessman is more appealing to me than to actively and openly and excessively promote my political views. You know, it's just not me.
Right.
I like to be people's friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my wife worked for a lady at one point, and, you know, I mean, whether somebody disagrees with Trump or anything along that lines, you know, but the lady, she was doing an interview for somebody to come and clean the office. Okay. And the lady had a Trump bumper sticker on her car. And she's like, well, I can't hire her. She's for Trump. And it's like,
that's what your wife said?
No, that's what her boss said.
Wow.
That's what her boss said. And
you basically single out half of the United States because no matter what the way you slice or dice it, half the United States is generally leaning one side and half is generally leaning the other, you know?
Right.
It's a silly thing.
But she was like, you know, well, I can't hire her. She works, you know, she's for Trump. And it's like, well, what's that got to do with her cleaning your offices?
Oh, that's also true. That has nothing to do with cleaning the office.
I mean, that has no bearing on how good of a job they would do on cleaning your offices. It's like, you know, I mean, literally, if she wanted to really press it, that was outright discrimination.
Oh, for sure. 1,000%. I agree wholeheartedly. Like, I mean, you know, and again, I don't want to get too much into that. You know, we're business people, but I will tell you one thing. If I had a choice of all the politicians, because I lived in Indiana for a little bit and I was a big fan of Pence, I liked him more than anyone else. It's just that he just doesn't get enough clout in the world of politics. But as far as a politician and him having like standing up like for the right values, I really like Pence personally.
Yeah.
Sorry if that upsets you, but I'm just
No, it's just I mean, granted, I mean, you know, I mean, I, you know, apart from politics itself, the one thing that the Democratic Party has done very well is they get people focused on one specific item. You know, like they've got most of the labor unions are behind them. You know, so they're like, you know, well, if you're for labor unions, you're Democrat. If you're for abortion, you're Democrat. You know, and
oh,
people
yeah,
aren't
right.
looking at the big picture of everything. They're just looking at, they kind of like have blinders on and they're focused on those particular items and then they vote for Democrat. And
because they target like one issue as those like, oh, this is the uniform issue that decides who you should vote for. And it's not that cut and dry. I agree. 1000%.
But I mean, just to say it, they've done very well doing it that way.
So you're a lot like me. You analyze things from a like impartial view just to like understand the model of promotion or the model of advertising or advocating that they're doing is one way. And you're right. Like, I mean, these politicians, they're very effective at advocating it with interesting strategies, you know?
Right. You know,
they're some of the best businessmen usually, right?
Yeah. Not that I agree with what they stand for or what they're promoting, but the idea of how they're doing it, they're really successful.
You're just identifying the strategies effective. I understand what you're saying. Right. So the last couple things, and just to let you know, if you don't mind, I don't want to be a, you know, have this call break off at the wrong time. We usually have a 1 hour timer on our phone call. I will, if you don't mind, I can just give you a call right back from this number. Is that okay?
Sure.
Cause we're just about doing it. And so, you know, it happens when you have a good conversation. Sometimes
uh-huh.
it trickles a little long. So I'll give you a call back in about 10 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on one sec.
All right.